Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Damien Haffernan with your 7 News briefing for Thursday, September 30. Victoria has seen a surge in COVID-19 cases, with 1,438 recorded in the 24 hours to midnight. The state has also seen 5 COVID-related deaths. COVID Response Commander Jerome Weimer says the spike in cases is due to increased social gatherings for the AFL Grand Final.
The contact tracers tell us that there have been significant numbers of social gatherings on Friday and Saturday over a long weekend. Grand final parties, other social gatherings, barbecues, backyard visits. And all of this has generated significant additional caseload. So around a third of our cases today, we think are due directly to those different types of social gatherings as people have dropped their guard and decide that it's a grand final weekend, it's a long weekend, we deserve a bit of a payback, we deserve a nicer time.
Queensland has avoided a lockdown despite 6 new COVID-19 cases overnight, but restrictions have been reintroduced to southeast Queensland and Townsville, including limitations on gatherings and customers in hospitality venues. The NRL Grand Final is still on at Suncorp Stadium at this stage, but 10,000 ticket holders will now be disappointed, unable to attend due to a 75% capacity cap on the stadium. New South Wales recorded 941 new local cases and 6 virus-related deaths in the 24 hours to 8 p.m. last night, as lockdown measures are extended or introduced for 18 New South Wales local government areas. You can see the full list at 7news.com.au. 4 people, including a 2-year-old, have been killed in a fiery crash on one of Queensland's busiest roads. The vehicles collided and caught fire on the Ipswich motorway around 11 p.m. on Wednesday, with one of the cars driving on the wrong side of the road. Queensland Police Deputy Commissioner Steve Golcheski told Sunrise it was a confronting scene.
You can only imagine the tragic scene and the chaos that our first responders have had to deal with. And it was only after the fire was put out that they discovered the 2 adults and the child in the 4-wheel drive vehicle.
And YouTube is cracking down on COVID vaccine misinformation, announcing it had terminated the accounts of several prominent anti-vaccine influencers. While the platform already had a policy against COVID vaccine misinformation, the new ban includes content that falsely claims approved vaccines are dangerous or ineffective, or that they cause autism or cancer. And that's your 7 News briefing. I'm Damien Haffenden.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.